And we're going to end our coverage for this hour anyway by returning to someone we heard at the beginning of this hour, Dr. Jay Wolfson. He's a professor of public health and medicine at the University of South Florida. He's also a lawyer, and he was appointed Terry Schiavo's guardian at law by a Florida court in 2003. That meant he spent a month reviewing all the medical and legal records. He spent time with Terry Schiavo alone, as well as with her family. And afterward, Dr. Wolfson wrote a report for Governor Jeb Bush and for the courts, tried to end the standoff between Schiavo's husband and her parents. Now, Wolfson says that he understands why Governor Jeb Bush fought to keep Terry Schiavo alive, even though Wolfson concluded that Schiavo's condition met the definition of being in a persistent vegetative state.
You know, that's not enough. That's not enough. And I struggled with, you know, what do we really know? What do we really know about, you know, anything? What point do you abandon hope? How can parents like the Schindlers possibly abandon hope? I can't imagine abandoning hope for my children. I have three sons. We try to take the best medicine we have and the best science we have and apply it to the good law. And if we do it honestly and sincerely, that's the best we can do. And I believe it was done sincerely and honestly and competently.
That's Dr. Jay Wolfson, a professor of public health and medicine at the University of South Florida, offering one more view. One of many on the death of Terry Schiavo, and we can feel sure that we will hear more opinions in the days ahead. In fact, the battle over the facts in this case is not even over. There were arguments about whether Terry Schiavo really was in a persistent vegetative state. Michael Schiavo, her husband, who wanted her feeding tube removed, has said he will ask at the autopsy for medical evidence to suggest whether she was in fact in that state, although we're told by our correspondent that the autopsy may not provide conclusive answers for anyone. We will have more coverage on this case throughout the day on NPR News. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
Mm-hmm.